الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أن شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it is impermissible to have sexual intercourse with one spouse during her menses until she is pure and she has purified herself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after that a person may come to his wife, fa'atu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person may then come to his wife from where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to come to her. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will explain two things. The first thing is, why does a person have sexual intercourse with his spouse? And the second thing is, how does a person come to his wife? How should he have sexual intercourse with his wife? So Allah, in one short verse of the Qur'an, Allah explains both of these things. Allah says, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ. Then listen, your woman, they are a tillage for you. They are a cultivation for you. In other words, women are likened to a piece of land that you cultivate. You cultivate the land, and then you sow your seeds, you plant your seeds, and after a short space of time, you begin to harvest the crops. So in the same way, when a person gets married, he then has sexual intercourse with his wife. In other words, he sows his seeds, and then he hopes to obtain and to get the awlad, the children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for him. So that is the point of nikah. So the greater understanding or the greater objective of having sexual intercourse with one spouse is actually to obtain the children that are decreed for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to just fulfill one's sexual desire. That is why Allah says, نِسَاءُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ. Since that's the greater objective, that is to obtain the children that are decreed for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama have mentioned that it is impermissible for a person to have sexual intercourse with his wife in her back passage. Why? Because the back passage doesn't bring you any sort of benefit. The front passage is the passage where a person will then hope and desire that by planting his seed, in other words, by having sexual intercourse with his wife in the front passage, Allah will then give him children also through that. That is why Allah says, فَأَتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ. That if you want to come to your wife, how do you come to her? Come to her. In other words, فَأَتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ. Come to the place of your cultivation. That is the front passage, because that passage will bring for you some result and some reward. But then Allah clarifies this by saying, أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ. How do you come to her? Come to her, أَنَّا شِئْتُمْ, however you will. In other words, the ultimate place, the ultimate point is to come to the front passage, however you will. Whether a person is coming to her from the front or from the back or from any other position or angle or side, the ultimate place for a person to have sexual intercourse with his wife is only the front passage. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. And put yourselves forward. One tafsir of وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ means put yourselves forward to obtain and to desire and to want to get children. طَلَبًا لِلْأَوْلَادِ. Another tafsir is mentioned, وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ, and do good deeds for yourselves. Some say at the time of even having sexual intercourse, one should read, تَسْمِيَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. أي وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مَتَّسْمِيَةَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. And then Allah says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know well that you are going to meet Him. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give glad tidings to all mu'mineen of Jannah.